One of the enemy's favorite tools for discouraging Christians is the question, what if? Unfortunately, those what if questions lead right down the road to fear. Hi, I'm Rob West. The Bible reminds us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. So you don't have to let the what ifs defeat you. We'll talk about that today, and then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. How many times have you worried about your finances, asking those scary what-if questions like, what if I lose my job? What if I don't have enough money for retirement? What if something bad happens to me or my loved ones? The problem with this kind of thinking is that it focuses on events that haven't happened yet or may never happen. We can't control the future, but we certainly like to worry about it, don't we? God knows this about us, which is why Jesus reminded his disciples in Matthew 6, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" You and I can't control the future, but we can put our what-if worries in the hands of the one who does. It doesn't matter how mixed up or complicated the circumstances are. God isn't overwhelmed by them. Let's look at this another way. When circumstances seem impossible, we have a choice. Give in to the what-if fear or trust God's provision and help. We can change our what-if mindset to an even-if trust in God. I'm sure you remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from Sunday school or VBS. The book of Daniel tells the story of these three young Israelites, captives in Babylon, who demonstrated unwavering faith in the face of persecution. They refused to worship the king's idol despite the threat of death by fire. As the three men were being led to the fiery furnace, this is what they said to King Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3:17 and 18. "If the God we serve exists, then he can rescue us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he can rescue us from the power of you, the king. But even if he does not rescue us, we want you as king to know that we will not serve your gods or worship the gold statue you set up." The three young men acknowledge God's power to save and the importance of doing the right thing, no matter what. They accepted God's sovereignty, even if it meant not being delivered from hardship. Their trust in God wasn't conditional on the outcome, but rooted in God's character. In moments of financial anxiety, you can embrace that same trust. In Christ, you can replace your what-if mentality with an even-if trust in God. You can believe that the Lord will give you what you need when you need it, even if it doesn't look exactly the way you planned. So, how does even if change those worries we mentioned a few moments ago? What if I lose my job becomes, even if I lose my job, I will trust the Lord. What if I can't afford retirement becomes, even if I can't afford retirement, I will trust the Lord. What if something bad happens to me or my loved one becomes, even if something bad happens, I will trust the Lord. You see, accepting that God's plans don't always match ours can be challenging. The Bible acknowledges that life will have its worries and doubts. However, faith means trusting God's sovereignty, even if we struggle, knowing He works out all things for our ultimate good. My challenge to you today is to make a list of things you're worried about. Write them out as what-if questions, and then cross out what-if and replace it with even-if. Submit those worries to the Lord, and He will begin to fill your heart with the spirit of power, love, and self-control that His Word promises. God's Word is full of promises for believers who put their complete trust in the Lord. Let me leave you with another one of my favorites from Isaiah 41:10. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." If you or someone you know struggles with financial anxiety and the what-ifs that lead to fear, visit us at faithfi.com and pick up a copy of our new 21-day devotional, Look at the Sparrows. This resource will reassure and strengthen you with biblical truth and daily spiritual encouragement. Again, it's called Look at the Sparrows, a 21-day devotional on financial fear and anxiety. You'll find it at faithfi.com/sparrows. That's faithfi.com/sparrows. Back with your questions after this. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's October, and baseball fans, you know what that means. The postseason is underway. The best major league teams are competing to be crowned World Series champions. However, the title is only good for the season. Next year, the competition starts all over again. But not so for we who belong to Jesus. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life." And the champion of James 1:12 isn't crowned for the season, but for all of eternity. And we run this race by faith. Our victory is in Jesus, and the crown is waiting for us in glory. Get more daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Just visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners, LTD, and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
This is Faith and Finance on AFR. I'm Rob West. You know, if you think about it, this is a really important task we have. I'm talking about our role as stewards of God's resources. We want to help you be that wise and faithful steward we know you desire to be as you live out a biblical worldview in every area of your financial life. We set aside this hour each day to encourage you to that end and also answer your questions. So if you have a financial question today, we're ready for it. Give us a call at 800-525-7000. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. In the news today, it's unfortunate, but states affected by Hurricane Helene are warning residents to beware of scammers. Con artists may pose as FEMA or Small Business Administration officials, insurance company employees, even law enforcement to trick folks into giving up payments or personal financial information. FEMA and the SBA, both of their services are free, and those suffering hurricane damage should never pay anything if asked to. Also, those in areas hit by the storm should contact their insurance companies before approving or paying for
any repair work. Individuals claiming to be contractors and asking for payment up front for repairs could be scammers who will pocket the funds and disappear, always get references, and don't pay up front for services. Finally, if you want to support the relief efforts going on there, either with your time or your treasure, let me direct you to two places. One is, as you probably know, we have a great relationship here at AFR with 8 Days of Hope. They're providing some significant Hurricane Helene response, both in terms of you being able to volunteer to help, as well as you being able to donate as they help these folks rebuild and provide rapid response, even mass feeding and other opportunities. You can learn more at 8daysofhope.com. Let me also direct you to the National Christian Foundation. There's an article right there at the top of the page that they've written at ncfgiving.com, ncfgiving.com. And it specifically on this topic of Hurricane Helene and what you can do, by clicking on it, you will get not only a detailed understanding of the issue, but also some of the wonderful organizations that are providing ministry and relief in the name of Jesus. NCFgiving.com is the place to go, and we hope you'll check those out today. All right, we're ready to dive in. The calls are coming in quickly, and we want to get to as many as we can today. Now, we do have, looks like, two open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's begin in Pennsylvania today. Hi, Rachel. How can I serve you?
Hi, it's great to talk to you, Rob.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
I'm a Christian. I got saved 49 years ago, and I'm Jewish. And since October 7th, I've really been, my heart's back to Israel and my Jewish roots. And I was wanting to invest in Israel bonds, and I was wondering what you thought about that.
Yeah.
I hear there's in Palm Beach, Florida, the largest investor in the bonds in Palm Beach, Florida. They've put in over $700 million in it.
Is that right?
County.
Wow.
And they're doing well. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. You know what? First of all, I affirm your desire to want to be invested there, whether that's on the bond side or the equity side, you know, is up to you and obviously dependent on your risk tolerance and your overall financial situation. Unfortunately, I don't have a specific recommendation on a company to work through with regard to the Israel bonds. I know they, you know, that is absolutely a way to invest and they can be a great investment, but I wouldn't be able to give you kind of my seal of approval on a specific firm, whether that's the one you're referencing in West Palm Beach or one other. I will say, one of the great partners we have enjoyed a great relationship here with at Faith and Finance for a long time. And in fact, you probably, if you listen to this station for a long time and you listen to Dan Celia, you would have heard of the Timothy Plan. And the Timothy Plan has been a wonderful partner and a part of American Family Radio for a long, long time. And they have specifically a mutual fund that invests in Israel. And that could be an option for you, one that I would feel really good about, again, assuming it fits with your overall investment strategy. It's called the Israel Common Values Mutual Fund. It's Timothy Plan. You'd find them at timothyplan.com, the Israel Common Values Fund. And they invest, Rachel, solely in companies either domiciled or incorporated in the country of Israel. It's one of the only funds of its kind. And, you know, this is a growing market of a nation that maintains, of course, a common moral fabric with the United States. And, you know, this could be a great option for you. Again, it's not on the debt side. It's not a bond fund. It's specifically a stock fund. But I think as a part of your overall portfolio, it could be great. And then perhaps what you do is you add to that, you know, some bond investments, either direct or you could, you know, look at, you know, pooling through a fund or a sub account type arrangement. Does that make sense, though?
Yeah. I believe there's the only broker in America, I think, is in New York for those bonds. But this Timothy plan sounds very interesting. I will look into it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's called the Israel Common Values Fund. And I could give you the symbol. Well, there's several of them, depending on which classification. So just check it out at timothyplan.com. But, Rachel, I so appreciate your call today. I love what you're trying to accomplish here. And if we can serve you further in the future, don't hesitate to reach out. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. You can call right now. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Julie. How can I help you?
Yes. My husband and I are both 77. I'm totally blind. He has a number of health problems. And we'd like to get an irrevocable trust, but we don't have very much money. And I've heard of elder law, but I don't know how to get a hold of them.
Yeah. Let me just ask quickly, and I'm not an attorney, but I can give you some general advice. And I think your best option is to seek out an elder law attorney who's skilled in this area, and I can help you get connected. But what is it you're trying to accomplish? Why? And you mentioned an irrevocable trust, which typically we'll have folks seeking out a revocable trust, meaning you can change it. But was there something specific you were trying to accomplish with the irrevocable trust?
We just don't want to go into probate
okay. When
one of us passes away.
Got it.
And I don't, we're community, what property law here in Texas, and I don't know if one of us dies, if the other one has to go through probate, or I don't know how any of that works.
Got it. Yeah, so you would be looking at what's called a revocable trust, which just simply means you're not actually relinquishing ownership of it to the trust. You maintain that ownership and you can change the trust at any time, but it does avoid probate. Now, for somebody who doesn't have a whole lot in the way of assets, typically this might be more than you need. Starting with, it can cost you several thousand dollars to put it in place. And there are other ways to avoid probate depending on what you have. But one of the primary benefits of the revocable trust is, and this is one of the main benefits, is that it allows assets to bypass the probate process after you die. Why would you want to do that? Well, it saves time, it can reduce legal costs, it provides some privacy, and you can have a little bit more control. So what you're going to want to do is connect with an attorney and talk through that. The way to avoid that without having a trust would be what's called a transfer on death deed for a house, and then beneficiaries for life insurance and investment accounts, things like that. But here's what I want to do. I want to get you connected with a certified Kingdom advisor there in Texas, Julie, who can then refer you to a godly elder law attorney. So stay on the line and we'll talk a bit off the air. We'll be right back.
Tired of campaign ads, candidate rhetoric, and a mailbox full of flyers? Are you thinking of sitting out this election? Don't do it. As Christians, it's our responsibility to be salt and light. How can we influence our nation for godly values if we don't make our voices heard? Show your support for candidates who share our biblical values by voting wisely. Use iVoterGuide.com as a free tool to help you identify those candidates. Be a good steward of your vote on November the 5th. Vote wisely with iVoterGuide.com.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Streaming.afa.net has now become AFA Stream, and you can find it at stream.afa.net. You see, we've removed the letters ing. Our experts have determined that eliminating those three keystrokes, multiplied over hundreds of thousands of AFA Stream visits, could reduce the national debt and maybe increase the gross domestic product. AFA Stream, formerly streaming.afa.net. Improvements to the economy are purely theoretical.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
A few of the benefits of a charitable gift annuity are a fixed percentage for the rest of your life paid to you, a partial tax deduction, as well as partial tax-free income, and then upon your passing, any remaining funds are then gifted to the American Family Association. So give us a call today at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is Faith and Finance Live. I'm Rob West. So glad to have you along with us today. The number to call today with your financial questions, 800-525-7000, 800-525-7000. Let's head right back to the phones. Wyoming's where we're headed next. Hi, Russ. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. We have three 529 accounts. We have one in college right now and two that'll be in there shortly there in high school. Is there any way to protect funds from the current market instability around the election and so forth?
Yeah, the challenge is that, you know, there are no protections because essentially this is an investment account. And so while the states sponsor them and administer them, they're not responsible for ensuring the performance of the investment. It's based on the performance of the underlying investment chosen by you as the account holder. Now, within that menu of investment options, just like you'd have with a 401k, you're going to be able to get as conservative or as aggressive as you want. You know, the federal government provides tax advantages for 529s, but again, it doesn't guarantee the value or the performance of the plan itself. So you're always going to have investment risk. Now, a few 529 plans offer FDIC insured investment options like CDs or savings accounts, and those would be guaranteed by the FDIC. But the whole idea behind a 529 is you get that tax-free growth as long as you use it for qualified educational expenses, similar to a Roth IRA for retirement. But you want to get it into the investments because the benefit comes when the investments appreciate. But just like with any investment, you've always got investment risk. So I think the only thing you might want to look at would just be, depending upon your proximity to college, like how many years away the child is that's the beneficiary, you could determine how aggressive or conservative to be, especially with what you're describing, which would be the uncertainty, you know, of the election. But if you've got time on your side, I mean, at least 5 years, you know, I probably wouldn't make any change specifically because of November 5th if it were me. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Well, one's in college now, and I have a junior and a sophomore in high school. So one we're actually spending right now. My time's not on my side, I guess.
Okay.
I don't want to lose what I have.
No. And so what I would do in that case is move to the most conservative. There may be a savings account option. There may be a money market fund. You know, there may be kind of like the government money market fund. I mean, you have to see what's in there, but you can essentially leave it in the 529 and basically just earn interest.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah.
I'll see what options there are. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And way to go, Russ, on having that there. I don't know whether it's enough to cover everything, but the fact that you've got one set up for each of those kids is a really good thing. Most folks don't get that far. And so well done. We appreciate your call today. Let's see. North Carolina is where we're headed next. Elizabeth, have you been affected by the hurricane at all?
You know what? My husband's getting ready to deploy with Samaritan's Purse. So we're in the Sand Hills. Yeah, we were really blessed and not affected, but we have friends that are and family that are up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that it's been an incredibly difficult time. I'm so thrilled to hear your husband's going to be volunteering with Samaritan's Purse. I heard Franklin Graham over the weekend. I know they're doing some amazing work with their helicopters and dropping supplies and providing relief. So that's great to hear, and I'm glad to hear you guys are okay. How can I serve you today?
Well, I'm calling because my husband and I are wondering if now is the time before the election to get completely out of the stock market. We have some money in annuities, and we have about the comparable amount in the stock market. And we just are not afraid, but we're just, it's what we have to live on for the rest of our lives. And we can't afford to lose what we have.
Yes.
Not unless the rapture comes first, and then we'll be fine.
And then we're all going to be in good shape if we placed our trust in
Jesus,
that's for sure. Let me ask you, Elizabeth, if you don't mind sharing just a few of the details, what do you have when you say kind of our portfolio's in the market, what's the total investable assets?
It's right about at a million.
Okay. And how much are you all pulling out per month or per year?
We don't pull out unless we have like a special, you know, renovation project, or we're buying a car, or we're paying taxes. So we kind of live on our Social Security and a little bit of income that we have coming in. But whenever there's anything above and beyond that, then we pull out. But we've been very, you know, very lucky because the market's done well, and it seems to par back up whatever we pulled out. But at this time, we kind of feel like it's really kind of volatile, and maybe we would be better served to just completely get out.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, well done. I mean, the fact that you have this substantial asset here, you're not even having to live on it, you're not pulling anything out, tells me you're living modestly because you're living on Social Security and alone, apart from some special projects or travel or something else along the way. So that's great. Give me just a rough idea of how it's invested. I mean, kind of in a big buckets. Do you know how much is in stocks versus bonds versus cash?
We've got about 100 in cash available for us. We've got about 600 in annuities, and then on top of that are the stocks, and they are invested very conservatively.
Okay, and tell me about the annuity portion. Is there a guaranteed return on that, or is that in a variable option where it moves up and down with the market?
All right, so now you're asking me questions that I'm not good with.
Yeah, no problem.
It might not pay if, but it
never goes under water.
It never goes under. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, very good.
It can pay, but it never goes under.
So listen, here's the thing, and obviously you're the steward. This is ultimately between you and your husband and the Lord, so I can't tell you what to do. But I can give you my counsel, and that is, I think I would leave everything right where it is. And here's why. The cash isn't going anywhere. The annuities, although you've got upside, you've got a downside floor, so you're never going to lose anything there. And the 300 is conservative. You know, here's the reality. Trying to time the market is just a losing proposition. I mean, look what happened to the pandemic. The fastest bear market and the fastest recovery ever. I don't think this election is going to be any different than that. Let's finish up off the air. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Today's issues.
At the bottom of the hour, Jenna Ellis will be with us, host of the Jenna Ellis in the Morning program. And then Dr. Alex McFarland, co-host of Exploring the Word, will be with us at 10:45. So I'm just saying, if Tim and Ed...
Don't cut it.
That we've invited guests on this hour so that you can listen to them.
That's right.
Today's issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
God has entrusted his finances to you. And we at FaithFi have designed our FaithFi app to help you live, give, owe, and grow with that perspective. Our FaithFi app is the leading biblically-based finance app. You can manage your money, get top biblical financial resources, and interact with a community of like-minded believers, where you can ask questions, get answers, and share what you're learning. Go to faithfi.com and click the word app to get started.
The cell phone is the new transistor radio. Just like your grandfather may have carried his radio wherever he went, you carry your phone with you all the time. Which means you can listen to American Family Radio anytime you want with the AFR app. You'll find live talk programming, 24-hour Christian music, and access to podcasts of all your favorite AFR shows. Just go to the App Store and download the AFR app for free. Your grandfather would be proud.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Hey, coming up this week, Share-a-thon at American Family Radio. What an opportunity to invite you to invest in the amazing culture-transforming work of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I'm so thrilled that I'm going to be there in Tupelo with the team, and can't wait to invite you to respond and be a part of what's going to be happening over the balance of this week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year, and looking forward to hearing from so many of you over the next several days. But it's not here yet, so we're still taking your calls and questions on anything financial today, encouraging you as a Christ follower and a steward of God's resources. We do have some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now, get in the queue, and we'll get to as many questions as we can today. So call right now. Also coming up in our next segment, we'll hear from Bob Dahl. Bob is our chief investment officer, if you will, here at Faith and Finance. He's also CIO at Crossmark Global Investments. Bob's going to be weighing in on this question. With the U.S. economy, are we headed for a hard landing, a soft landing, a bumpy landing, or no landing? We'll get Bob's take on that just around the corner. Also, your calls and questions here. In fact, let's head to Georgia right now. Sharon, thanks for calling. How can I help you? Hi, Sharon. Go right ahead.
I'm divorced, and after 30 years of marriage, I wanted to see, do you have any benefits that I still have since I'm divorced in retirement from his retirement, or if anything happens with him, with any death benefits? Do I have any benefits after that, or is everything over after divorce?
No. It's not over. As long as you were married for 10 years and the divorce was finalized before the death of the ex-spouse, and you're at least 60 years of age and not, you haven't remarried, then you would typically be eligible for Social Security survivor's benefits when your ex-spouse dies. So eligibility for those would depend on, whether a qualified domestic relations order was issued during the divorce with regard to private pension survivor's benefits. But with regard to Social Security, you should qualify as long as you meet the criteria that I mentioned.
Okay. And also, we're in the house. Both our names are on the mortgage, but he wants to sell it, for the financial portion of it. Do I have any rights to, if I want to keep it, or would I just have to, only thing I can do is just refinance, or do I have any other rights?
Yeah. Yeah. How was the house handled in the QDRO for the divorce?
Okay, well, he's the only one that's paid the mortgage, but both our names are on the mortgage.
Okay, and that was the outcome of the court in the divorce filing?
Right.
You were given 50-50 ownership of it?
Well, I have 65%. He has 55.
Okay.
I have 65. I have 55. He has 45.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, with you all being joint owners, you'd have to make that decision together. And so if he wants to liquidate the asset, unfortunately, you can't sell 45% of the house. So, yeah, you would either have to refinance it and kind of buy his portion out through, you know, by getting cash out, or you would, you know, typically then just allow the home to be sold, and then you would get the proceeds based on your ownership percentage after any mortgage is paid.
Okay. All right. That's what I need to know. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome, Sharon. Thank you for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open today, some room for you. We'll be hearing from Bob Dahl on the markets and the economy here in just a moment, but we will continue to take your questions as well. Again, 800-525-7000 to Arkansas. Hi, Raymond. How can I help you?
Hey, good morning, and God bless you and keep up the good work you're doing. I advise some people on their good stewardship.
Thank you.
I'm here in Arkansas, and my kids are in California out there in San Diego. And, of course, they've told me right out there they're not ever coming to Arkansas to live. I got these houses that I paid for, and I've got them fixed up in good shape, got them rented out, and they give me a good income. But I just know what's going to happen if I kill over dead. They're going to auction them houses off, and I've been to a lot of house auctions here. And they go real cheap. They don't bring near what they're worth because people don't even come and look at them. They don't clean them up. They just auction them off. And you can pick up a home for anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000. It's worth $120,000, $200,000. So I don't want that to happen to me. And I was just wanting your advice. Should I sell those houses, put that money in a trust for my grandkids to go to school? Or what should I do with that?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, listen, you know, you typically folks will have a will at the very least, and you would name an executor of the estate, and the executor named in the will is tasked with managing your estate, and their duties include administering the estate, even selling that home. And so there's no reason that this home would be sold in an auction and kind of a fire sale. I mean, if the executor's doing his or her job, they're, you know, properly marketing and selling these properties to get the market proceeds, the prevailing selling price is, based on the market conditions, and then that would be a part of your estate after all debts and obligations are settled. Then it would be distributed. Now, should you put these into a trust? What would be the benefit of that? Well, you certainly could. The benefits would be, number one, that it would pass outside of probate. You would name, similarly to an executor, you'd name a trustee who would be tasked with managing the property, including the sale of the property. And so, you know, I think that would be a nice option for you. And the other benefit of it passing outside of probate would be that, you know, if you wanted the proceeds of the houses, once they're sold, to be distributed to your heirs over time. You didn't want it all to happen at once. Perhaps you wanted to wait and distribute it to the grandkids when they reach a certain age or when they graduate from college. All of that could be done inside a trust, a revocable trust, whereas that would not be able to be done with a will. The will gets settled immediately. But even with a basic will, going back to your original point, there's no reason these houses should be auctioned off. If, you know, that executor, if they're doing their job, they're going to get, the prevailing market value for the property when it's sold. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Sure does. And I do have an executor, my younger sister, and
okay.
I told her what my wishes are. And that's exactly what I'm going to do is as the kids reach age, for college, help them with some college money, and then when they graduate, they can get a lump sum there too to help them get started in life, a business, or buy a home or something.
Okay, so given what you just said there, Raymond, and I'm not an attorney, but I'll just tell you generally, I think you do want a trust, a revocable trust, because you see, the will has to be settled in its entirety, which means who's ever getting the money is getting it at, you know, around the time of death. Whereas a trust, your sister, if she's the trustee, could leave the assets or a portion of the assets in the trust and then distribute them over time based on certain triggering events. So it sounds like, given the desires you have and the control you want over the proceeds, you want a trust. So I'd encourage you to go find a godly estate attorney and put that in place. You could get a referral from a CKA on our website, faithfi.com. Back with more after this.
To the church in Ephesus, Paul writes, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord." It's more than a suggestion. Singing to the Lord is a vital part of Christian worship. I'm David Wolin, inviting you to join me and special guests Shane and Shane for a special Haven Today series called Times of Refreshing.
Haven Today, weekday mornings at 4:30 Central on American Family Radio. Listen online at AFR.net.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Well, in our final segment here, we always look forward on Mondays to being joined by our good friend Bob Dahl. He's CEO and CIO at Crossmark Global Investments. All right, Bob, what will it be for the U.S. economy? A hard landing, a soft landing, a bumpy landing, or no landing? Uh-oh.
I'm just working on my slides for our upcoming webinar in the fourth quarter, and I actually have that slide. I'm going to put probabilities next to each one, and I can't figure it out. top of my head, I think bumpy landing is the most likely, and we've already had some of that. You know, it means one portion of the economy struggles while the other is doing okay, and then may they reverse in the next 6 months, that sort of thing. Recession, hard landing, still not out of the question. I think the no landing isn't going to happen. That's, first of all, it's hard to describe, and we have some issues as the Fed moves from fighting inflation to fighting employment weakening, notwithstanding the great employment report we got last Friday.
Yeah, assuming it's not adjusted downward like we've seen before, right?
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's exactly right. So many people are just taking this great report and saying, okay, all our problems are solved.
Yes.
But as you hint, there have been a lot of negative revisions, and 1 month doesn't make a trend. And those who follow the economy know that the manufacturing ISM and the services ISM have employment components. And their most recent report was weakening. So which is it? Only time will tell.
Yeah. Bob, I know you've called this current market a high-risk, momentum-driven bull market that doesn't offer a lot of confidence just in terms of its staying power, especially just given, you know, what's going on in the Middle East right now, not to mention the election here at home. So if you were to look at kind of the top concerns on one side and the top, you know, drivers of a continued bull market on the other, what would they be?
Yeah, the concerns, let's start there. Inflation hasn't reached the Fed's target, and there are risks it could move higher, as suggested by the employment report. Parenthetically, we get an important CPI release this Thursday. A second concern is valuation. The stock market is valued such that things better go right. And if they don't, there's probably some risk there. Other concerns, you already mentioned them, domestic politics, geopolitics. We could call on them for hours on that one. I'd end this short list with earnings concerns. Earnings estimates for the third quarter are falling faster than normal. What's that all about? So they're the concerns. On the positive side, you know, AI's got the answer to all that ails us. we know that.
Of course.
inflation has come down. Credit to the Fed. They brought it down a bunch, and they're beginning to lower interest rates. And while that often signals weak economy, it's good for the valuation of stocks. Bulls also talk about all the cash on the sidelines as short-term interest rates fall, the return on that cash will fall, and people will try to find a home for some of that money, and stocks might get their fair share. So there's a list on both sides, Rob, and that's what makes markets.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Bob, what about globally? Obviously, China's been in the news as of late. Any concerns there on the economic world stage?
Yeah, China has come through with some pretty aggressive measures. The line I've been using is, I don't think it necessarily creates upside for the Chinese economy. It just takes the downside deflation risk and lowers it significantly. So a positive, but how positive, only time will tell. They still have credit problems. They still have demographic problems. China's got issues.
Yeah, I know they're at Crossmark. Bob, we'll finish here. You have the opportunity to screen all the investments and really think about applying a values filter to everything you're investing in, even though you're looking, obviously, at companies that can create value for shareholders. Are you encouraged by what's happening in that space?
I sure am, and not just we exclude this, that, and the other thing for companies that make products that harm or maim people, but the positive side. What companies are have all the good characteristics we just talked about, but also are doing good? How are they treating their employees, their suppliers, their customers, their community and environment? These are all important things, and that's an exciting part of this values-based investments to help people line up their investments with their faith and values.
You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. Bob, we appreciate your time.
Have a great week.
All right, that's Bob Dahl. He joins us each Monday with his market commentary. Let's try to round out the broadcast today with some more phone calls. We'll head to Kansas. Hi, Douglas. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am 51 years old. I retire at the end of next year, and I have a state pension. In addition, I also have some 401ks and 403bs that I've tapped into over the last, 30 years that I've been employed or contributed to, rather. My question is what do I do with those 401ks and the 403bs at that time of retirement?
Yeah. Do you have an advisor, Douglas, that you work with, or have you kind of managed all this yourself along the way?
I've been managing it myself along the way.
All right. Yeah, I think this is the time, perhaps, as you transition to this next season and what God has for you next, to engage with an advisor, not only on the planning side, and it doesn't have to be elaborate or complicated, but just looking at what your new retirement budget might look like based on, you know, what you're, where you feel like the Lord is leading, looking at the assets that you have, how to position them. Because what I would recommend, just to try to simplify your situation, would be to roll whatever you can, certainly the 401k and 403bs from previous employers, into one IRA, individual retirement account. The benefit of that is you keep it in a pre-tax environment. The other benefit is that you have unlimited investment options, which is also one of the reasons why I think it's time to connect with an advisor, because instead of just having this kind of limited menu of investments in the 401k and 403b, you have an unlimited options inside the IRA, which just gives rise to having an advisor who's kind of taken responsibility for this so that it's not a top concern for you while you're pursuing whatever is next, and letting somebody give, you know, active oversight to that. And to our conversation with Bob Dahl a moment ago, you could even have that advisor make sure that the investments are aligned with your values. You know, you're not investing in companies, you know, whether you know it or not, that are making abortion drugs or, you know, alcohol or tobacco, or involved in, you know, pornography, even in an indirect way. So all of that could come by you connecting with a certified Kingdom advisor. I'd interview two or three, find the one that's the best fit. And then once you establish that relationship, which now's a great time to do it, being about a year out, then you'd let the advisor open the IRA and you consolidate all those accounts in one place and they're off to the races.
Very good. I like that idea. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay. Absolutely. Just go to faithfi.com, faithfi.com. Click find a professional at the top of the page. Thanks for your call, sir. To Utah. Hi, Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi there. My question is about, I did something stupid when Biden got into office and basically moved all of the funds from my 401k from what they were in to something called the Stable Value Fund at Fidelity.
Yes, ma'am.
And when I just looked, it was about a 2.36% return on that.
Yeah.
So I think to move that back into something that earns more.
Yeah.
I'm currently 62 and I retired about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So my question is, do I do that all at once? Should I move just chunks of the money back in? What's your suggestion about that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's always good to stay invested. And I realize, you know, you had reasons for doing that. I understand your concerns, and it's very easy to do when you're managing your own money. Once you decide, okay, I'm going to get back in, I think you need to, number one, figure out what is the right investment mix for me based on my age and risk tolerance. And number two, be committed to staying with it. Because the last thing you want to do is jump back in only to jump back out if the election doesn't go your way in November, or we have, you know, a recession and the market's down and you're like, wait a minute, maybe I need to get out again. I mean, that kind of in and out just never works out. I mean, I've looked at all the data and it just never works to your advantage. And despite all the challenges we've had in the past, and I realize, you know, a lot of folks maybe listen and say, well, Rob, this time is different. I get that. But I would just say for the foreseeable future, I'm thinking the next 10 to 20 years, the trajectory is still going to be positive despite, you know, who wins the election, despite some of the headwinds we have in our macro economy, despite our rising debt levels here in the United States. We still are the strongest and biggest economy in the world. I don't think there's another viable rival for the U.S. dollar. You know, I think we're going to still continue to perform well over time, not in any given quarter or year or 3 years, but over 10-year periods, the place to be is in a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio. Now, what is the right investment mix for you? That's the big question. And I think, Sarah, you probably want an advisor to help you figure that out and even be the one to manage the money. Is it in a 401k still today?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And how much is in there roughly?
About $1.6 million.
Okay. So are you comfortable interviewing several advisors and finding somebody to make that decision working with you, or do you want to do it all yourself?
Well, I actually have an advisor assigned to me in Fidelity, and several years ago before I decided to retire, they did a pretty good plan. I just didn't follow it.
Yeah, I'm talking about not just somebody who's assigned to you. I'm talking about a trusted relationship with an advisor who shares your values and really can not just take over and say, here's what I'm going to do, but get to know you, do a lot of discovery, and then ultimately be the one that you give discretion to manage the money. That would be my recommendation. I'd interview two or three certified Kingdom advisors at faithfi.com. You can find some in your area. If you wanted to do it yourself, I'd say I'd move this back in the market over a 6-month period to answer your original question. But my preference would be find a CKA to work with at faithfi.com. Thanks for your call, Sarah. God bless you. Big thanks to my team today, Sandy, Jim, Devin. Couldn't do it without those gentlemen and ladies, plus everybody here at FaithFi. We'll see you next time.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.